Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Friday called for an end to terrorism, economic instability, and internal divisions in Pakistan, highlighting that sacrificing national interests for personal gain is a betrayal of the country's hard-won sacrifices. Addressing the Rabi Zulayalal Ka Ehsan Pakistan event in Islamabad on Friday, the premier urged people from all walks of life to come forward and play their role in tackling the country's economic, social, and security challenges, Express News reported. Today, the Pakistan Army is once again laying down lives to eliminate terrorism, yet our nation remains divided, plagued by religious hatred, ethnic rifts, and the prioritization of personal ambitions over national interest, he said, adding, such thinking is an act of disloyalty. Reflecting on the sacrifices made for Pakistan's independence and stability, Prime Minister Shehbaz lamented that the country still struggles with internal discord. Instead of witnessing progress and prosperity, we see a fragmented nation where individual dreams come at the cost of national unity, honor, and stability, he said. He stressed the need for a collective national decision to set aside egos and personal desires in favor of Pakistan's greater interest. There can be no greater service to Pakistan than to submit our egos and ambitions to the will of the nation, he added. Highlighting Pakistan's status as a nuclear power, Prime Minister Shehbaz expressed gratitude to God for the country's atomic capability, attained in 1998. Whether it is an eternal enemy or a close adversary, Allah has blessed this nation not only with a brave army but also with nuclear strength, he said. If anyone dares cast an evil eye on us, this nation will crush them. The Prime Minister urged national reconciliation, unity, and the burying of political differences to help Pakistan reclaim its rightful place in the world. He also underlined that Pakistan was not founded to remain dependent on foreign loans. We must turn Pakistan into an economic fortress, he said, warning that political independence is meaningless without economic freedom. Citing the Constitution, the PM noted that the state is bound to enable citizens to lead their lives in accordance with Islamic principles, and no law can be made that contradicts the Quran and Sunnah. He emphasized that Pakistan must follow the difficult path taken by all successful nations if it wants to stand on its feet and become an economic power. If we move forward together, this country will not only surpass its neighbors in a few years but will also fulfill the vision of Quaid-e-Azam, he declared. The Prime Minister also expressed solidarity with the people of Palestine and Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, condemning the actions of occupying forces. Israel has once again violated the ceasefire and resumed its brutal genocide of Palestinians. Over 50,000 Palestinians have been martyred. This is sheer oppression beyond human endurance, he said.